I'm very happy now to welcome Donna Padacci. She is the executive director of the Spanish Colonial Arts Society and is here to talk about the exhibition Threads of Devotion, The Wardrobe of La Conquistadora, which is running for the rest of the year at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, tell us about La Conquistadora. Who, you want to call it a she. It's far more than an inanimate object at this point.
Well, the very devout call her Our Lady. La Conquistadora is a religious icon that was brought up from Mexico in 1626 by a priest. She resides at the cathedral, Basilica, here in Santa Fe, and she is the only religious icon in the United States that has ever been crowned by an ambassador sent by the Pope.
And it's basically a statue of Mary and the oldest Mary statue in the country.
That is correct. She is only 28 inches high. She's quite small, but has an incredible following and has received an incredible wardrobe of clothing over the 400 years she's been here in Santa Fe, as well as jewels and crowns and other accessories.
All of which we will be able to see at this exhibition.
Well, some of which we'll be able to see.
Right, because there's too much. This gal has more clothes than I do.
She has more than most people. She has almost 300 gowns and capes. They are housed in a special wardrobe room at the cathedral. And it's really an astonishing sight to see the way they are arranged and cared for by the Cofradía. The Cofradía is a confraternity that is devoted to La Conquistadora, and she is in their care and keeping, and they maintain her and her wardrobe.
Now, what is involved, and what is, I guess you would say, the psychology of icons? What do they mean? What function do they perform? Why would anybody give a statue over years 300 gowns made of silks and brocades and gold and all those kinds of things?
Well, she is looked at as a representative. Some people have asked if she is an idol, and that is not it at all. But she is a representative, and the very devout do pray to her, hoping that she will be able to intercede on their behalf with God. And the gifts have been given in Thanksgiving, in most cases, where people feel that she has been beneficial to them in some way or another, are in hopes that she will intercede and assist them in their needs.
Now, this is an object of devotion for so many people in this area and out of this area. I mean, you've had visitors from all over the United States, but tell us about the opening.
Well, we had two openings. On September the 10th, we had a private opening for our members of the museum, and then on the 19th, we had a public opening. And one of the most extraordinary things for me personally, I am not Catholic, and so this has been a really very, very interesting learning experience for me. We had a number of people who came before. La Peregrina is the traveling double of La Conquistadora.
So it looks the same, but it's a replica so that the first one doesn't get damaged.
Exactly, because the real La Conquistadora is obviously over 400 years old and quite fragile. And so La Peregrina is what is taken out of the cathedral. And we had, I don't know, about 45, 50 people who arrived before the Peregrina came and was installed. And when they came in, they dropped to their knees in prayer in the gallery. And it was just a very moving thing to see. Regardless of your religious belief, you have to respect the beliefs of others and their devotion to this figure.
And it definitely invites the question for each of us, what is it that we feel that way about?
Yes, I think there's such a variety of belief systems in the world. And it's been very interesting for us at the museum in that we have had people from all religious persuasions who have come to the exhibit. Our attendance figures have more than tripled since La Conquistadora's accessories and gowns have been installed. And so we've had a huge variety of people. Some have come out of curiosity, some out of devotion, some out of just an interest in understanding better what the devotion is about.
Yeah. And this is part, if you live here in Santa Fe, this is part of your history in one way or another. Now, has this, La Conquistadora, has anyone ever tried to steal it? Her?
Well, yes. She was kidnapped back in the 1970s by a couple of young men, as I understand it, who were going to hold her for a ransom. And she was sequestered away in a cave, but she was found. And the story goes that she was safeguarded in the local jail until such time as the cathedral could be made more secure so they could be sure that it wouldn't happen again.
The sculpture was put in jail, the object.
That is correct, for safekeeping purposes only.
Right, right. It wasn't DWI.
No. Not at all.
Now, you have a series of lectures about La Conquistadora.
That is correct. Our first one was last night by Marina Ochoa, the historian for the Archdiocese. But next week, on the 26th, we will have Dr. Tom Chavez, speaking about confraternities, the groups that do safeguard La Conquistadora. On November the 9th, the historian Will Roth will again be speaking on Southwestern Santos. We have...
So this is a Tuesday night thing?
No, they do differ. On Friday, November the 19th, the very Reverend Monsignor Jerome will be speaking again on his view of La Conquistadora. And then on December the 14th, another Tuesday, Jamis Chevalier will be speaking. She has recently written a book, a new book, on La Conquistadora, and she'll be talking about her book and her experiences with the Cofradía and... La Conquistadora.
And if our gentle listeners haven't memorized all that, you can always go to SpanishColonial.org and find the schedule.
That's correct. Or just call our offices at in Santa Fe at 982-2226.
Now, you also have, this coming Saturday, a very unusual event happening at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art.
We do. We're going to have a very traditional matanza. This is the pig roast, the pig in the pit, with all of the side dishes, everything that goes with it. We have the master matanza chef of New Mexico, I think, Steve Otero, and his crew are going to come up and cook the matanza for us. He will start cooking at 8 o'clock, but the food will actually be served between 11 and 2. This is going to be at the museum at 750 Camino Alejo up on Museum Hill. And we invite the public, but they would need to call for reservations.
Donna Padacci is Executive Director of the Spanish Colonial Art Society, and once again, the exhibition Threads of Devotion, The Wardrobe of La Conquistadora, is at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art on Museum Hill here in Santa Fe through the 31st of December. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.